At the end of March, the Vermont State Colleges System Board of Trustees appointed Patricia Moulton president of Vermont Technical College. She had been the college's interim president since September and immediately began her tenure as president when the trustees made the announcement. Moulton is the first woman to lead the college in its 150-year history. Moulton previously served in state government, most recently as Secretary of the Agency of Commerce and Community Development. She says she felt this was the perfect next step in her career.
My career in economic development has been heavily based in workforce development and education. And as I've talked with employers in my work in economic development, I hear continually concerns about finding employees with the right skills. They tell me they have lots of applicants, but not necessarily people possessing the right skills. And that's become fairly acute here in Vermont, such that I felt that the move to Vermont Tech was a perfect fit, because here at Vermont Technical College, we excel at preparing students for the workforce, both traditional and non-traditional age, complete with 100% placement rate last year for our graduates, and that's always hovered around 95%. So I knew Vermont Tech has a great reputation for preparing students, but also doing customized education and training for employers. So this, to me, was the natural next step. It's a great college. It's present all over the state. So I knew I could bring the skills that I'd picked up in leadership at state agencies, working with large complex organizations, and bring those here to Vermont Technical College.
Pat Moulton, when it was announced that you would become the permanent president of Vermont Technical College, they were very quick to note that you would be the first female president in the college's history. What kind of perspective, or do you think you bring a different perspective being the first female president?
Well, I hope that I bring the perspective of knowing the workforce needs here in Vermont very well, having good relationship with employers. But I think also it's a chance for women coming into non-traditional fields, such as STEM-based programs that we have here at Vermont Tech, to see a role model in their president, to see a woman in leadership, and as well as for men to see women in leadership. So I think that what I bring to the college is a good, solid understanding of Vermont and Vermont's workforce needs, and I happen to be a woman, and I think women leaders do tend to operate a little differently than men. We tend to be a little more calculating in our decision-making, if you will, and hopefully a little more compassionate, and I think that brings a different leadership tone here. Not that we haven't had some fabulous presidents in the past, and we have, and including my predecessor, but hopefully there's a little different feel to things, and yet still continuing the excellent applied and practical educational experience that we're known for here at Vermont Tech.
Do you have a long-term vision for this college?
Absolutely. My vision is to keep doing what we're doing, only expand it. I'd like to see us offer more programming remotely beyond the nursing that we offer in 11 sites around the state. Also expand our online educational opportunities so that non-traditional students can access our programs. As a technical college, we have a lot of lab-intensive programs, so figuring out the right mix of online instruction and hands-on lab is a challenge for technical colleges, but I believe we can do that, as well as continue to see more young women come into non-traditional STEM fields and more young men come into non-traditional nursing and dental hygienist fields, and to really be the workforce and education solution for Vermont.
What do you anticipate will be the biggest challenge as you take the helm?
Well, all of us in higher education are challenged by the demographics in the Northeast in particular. And in Vermont, we have fewer high school graduates than we've had in recent memory, so fewer traditional age students, but also growing demographics and non-traditional age students and how to capture those. So I think it's the demographic challenge is the number one challenge, as well as making college affordable. That is a problem we have in Vermont, where We are 49th in the country in terms of state support of our state colleges, and we're trying to change that. So those are two big challenges that tend to keep me up at night sometimes. So enough work to do there, for sure.
Vermont Technical College is part of the Vermont State College system. Now that Pat Moulton is president, three of the five presidents in the college system are women. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.